This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mind. Chris Berg sitting in for Scotty today. It's the final days in Norway this week. I think he's back on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends, and I'll tell you what, the more I hear about University of Mary, the more I like what they do. They've got a cybersecurity professional program. Of course, I want to talk about a job in high demand. Cybersecurity right now, oh my gosh. We need to meet the rising technology needs, small, large businesses. They're addressing across not only the country, but around the globe. And UMary supports that need. Cybersecurity Administration Degree Program can be completed on campus or online. So if you or someone you know looking for a career in that kind of field, think about the University of Mary. They offer personalized degree programs, support career success, personal fulfillment, fantastic campus, round-the-clock food, and the dining round-the-clock. My friend Paige loves about out there. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
The food there is amazing at UMary. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg, sitting in for Scott Hennon, as Kevin Flynn just mentioned. Also with us today, the one and only Jay Thomas from WDAY Radio, and Todd, the radio god, joining us out west. We've been talking about these red flag laws, and we're going to touch back on that for a moment. And then we may touch on the border crisis. Kevin wanted to hit on that. And also the question I asked yesterday, I hope we have a chance to get to that. Is Tesla a car company or a software company? And the answer to that question is very, very important in the context of your liberty. If you want to call into the show, we're going to take some calls as well. The number 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Now, Kevin said a while ago about the red flag laws, like, hey, there's going to be due process. You're going to have this judge. He's going to be making decisions. Let me ask you this. How, before March of 2020, did either of you, any one of you, did anybody believe that the government could get you to sit in your house and not go outside, shut down commerce, and shut down churches?
Oh, are we supposed to do that? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Americans that did.
Yeah, true. That was scary. The level of sheep.
Yeah.
So did you ever think you would see? I mean,
No.
Never. Now, how did they do that?
Propaganda.
But what did they tell us was happening? Well, fear with what? Fear with what?
Fear of disease, fear of virus.
Health,
fear
exactly.
Of health. Yeah.
It was a health emergency, right? And all of a sudden they used the word.
Hornets, fear of monkeypox.
Yes.
Fear of, whatever, pick one.
All of a sudden they used this word about health emergencies, and everyone just acquiesced all of their rights, First Amendment rights. You know what? I won't talk. I won't go outside. I've got a right to freedom of gathering, right? We completely acquiesced and gave it over to the government now. What's the definition of epidemic, right? Because that's what happened. They said, oh, my goodness, there's an epidemic. We have to have these emergency laws, these emergency orders, so governors now can basically dictate to you anything they want. I'm getting to a point here that's really, really important to contradict what Kevin is saying here. Definition of an epidemic, Kevin nailed it, a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease in a community at a particular time. Now, why is this important in the context of red flag laws? Because back on June 2nd, I want you to listen to people's language. I've said this before on my show. These people that get up to the lecterns, that get up to the mic, what they say is not by accident. They always tell us what they're going to do. We're just all so busy trying to pay our mortgage and take care of the kids that we don't have time to sit here and listen to all of it. But they tell you. They what I call a preframe. They preface what is coming. They say it. We just need to pay attention. What do I say this? Because listen to this about, again, epidemic. We were given an epidemic in March of 2020. We all acquiesced our rights. We gave them away. And now listen to the White House press secretary back on June 2nd, right before President Biden gave his gun control speech that night. Listen to her very closely on the words she uses.
So let me just say, as you guys know, the president is going to give a speech this evening at 7:30. He's going to renew his call for action to stop the epidemic of gun violence.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. A word.
It will come where they're going to say
it's
the gun violence is an epidemic. It's a health emergency. You have no more rights.
And look, they did that with the Rona.
That's what I'm saying.
Power they gave the CDC, who does not have the power to do what they did, and they'll do it with this.
And who's covering now gun violence in America?
CDC. It's coming.
Go buy your ammo. I hate to be that guy. And look, I say this not to scare you. I say this to prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
And because trust me, I don't want to have these conversations with you. I'd much rather us talking about Goonga Galunga. So I got that going for me, right?
Yeah.
I would much rather be talking about Caddyshack.
Well, I'm going to do this afternoon.
And being like, no, 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 no. All right, let's get to the phones. If you want to call in, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Henry. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, the red flag laws. Obviously, the Constitution prevents it with the 6th and 14th Amendments. You guys are 100% right. What they did with Corona, to all these people that want to say they're going to take your guns and you're not going to give them to them is bullshit. They're going to take your guns and you're not going to do anything about it because you're a bunch of cowards, just like you were with Corona. We have 10 Republican senators that aren't up for election, 4 are retiring, sold us under the bus. So if you think November election, we're going to take a landslide, you're kidding yourself. They're going to steal the election again, and we have to stop pretending that we have a functional government.
We don't have a functional government.
Henry, great phone call.
That's a great point.
Because what's going to happen, guys, play this out in your brains, all right? Now, they're going to come after the guns, and then the people that own the guns are going to be labeled as what? This is really important for people to get because they started this even before January 6th. Even before January 6th, they were starting to write new legislation to redefine things. So if they come after your guns and you're still going to be a rightful owner of a firearm, what are you going to get labeled as?
You're going to be labeled as an insurrectionist.
Domestic terrorist.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, why is that important? Because it's completely different conviction process if you're labeled a direct domestic terrorist than you are if you're a gun owner, right? If you're someone that has a gun, it's illegal. Okay, so you might go through a state court or whatnot. But if you're a domestic terrorist, now the feds are after you. What's happening to the people from January 6th? They're sitting in solitary.
That's right.
They haven't even been convicted.
You know what's funny, too, is they're going to have about, best guess, about 170 million domestic terrorists to deal with.
Henry,
if they keep pushing.
Henry brought up a point that you and I were talking about off air. Henry, and you're right. Come November, everybody thinks everything's going to be just fine. It's puppy dogs and rainbows and all that because there's going to be this red wave. And I believe there will be a red wave. But what people don't realize, even if the Republicans have the House and the Senate, the old Biden administration still has the power of the pen. None of this changes until you get all three. It's just still going to be chaos. And let's be real honest here. Both sides are the problem.
Yes.
The Republicans are gutless, other than the same handful you see in front of the national TV cameras every other day. They're gutless, and they don't want to fight. Well, we don't work that way. Well, you need to start working that way. You need to wake up, and you need to start fighting for us. Because if you don't, I've said this before, I'm going to start my own political party.
That's what I just said.
It's called the Garage Party.
Yes.
Where it's just guys in a garage, we can figure this stuff out. We don't need you in Washington anymore.
Before the revolution, you would have small groups of people go to the pubs, go to the bars, and they would start talking about what are we going to do. That's where we need to be right now. Small groups of people getting together because, look, there is going to be a third party sooner than you think. It's not going to happen in 2022, but there will be a viable third party sooner than you think. Let's go to the phone lines. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Chris out of Dickinson. Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Just a reminder to the audience that your rights cannot be taken away. Your freedoms cannot be taken away. They can only be given up. So unless you've done loss, injury, or harm, you cannot have your rights taken. People need to learn to exercise their rights, learn what they are, and I recommend learning Title 42, Section 1983.
Chris, thanks for the call. Now, that's true, okay? And I want to play something for you real quick, because since we're talking about red flag laws, this was in Maryland back in 2018. They had instituted red flag laws. So this guy, rightful firearm owner, and listen to what happened in Maryland in 2018.
Polk County man is dead after officers say he refused to give up his gun to police.
Officers shot and killed him at his home this morning where they were attempting to enforce the new red flag law.
WJC is live near.
So, yeah, I mean, he didn't want to give up his right to own a firearm. So what happened to him?
He's dead.
One of the stats I read from Florida, they've had about 8,000 petitions go through the court system since 2018. About half of them, they said that the person that they're going to didn't even own a firearm. So there was none to give up. The other ones, for the most part, they had one or two, but for the most part, they've gone okay. But again, there's, what, seventeen states or something that have these, including D.C.? Are they helping? I mean, let's look at if anyone with these red flag laws in the cities where they have been put into place, are they helping? Has evil not done anything since those went into place? Has no one died? Are we all good? Because if it's working there, it must work everywhere.
We got a bunch of people on the phone lines, so stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to get to the phones. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Stay with us. Much more coming up.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Thanks for hanging out with us. Chris Berg and for Scott today. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Action Asia Movers has got a local move rate in North Dakota right now. It's the lowest rate in 20 years. And I'll tell you what, they're keeping it. And their costs may be going up a little bit, but they're still working the deal for you. $99 an hour. That's 2 men in a truck. You mentioned Scott. That's your promo code. Okay? $99 an hour, 2 guys in a truck, and when I'm talking about getting stuff done, and you don't want to deal with the couch. You don't want to deal with, you know, you just don't. Lowest local move rate, best movers in the state, professionally trained, background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company. They've been doing it since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them with any questions. 701-566-5532. Schedule the pickup. Do, you know, talk to them. They're the pros. 566-5532, area code 701. Mention Scott. Take advantage of the offer. Or actionmovers.com. 2 ways in action. Well, turn your mic on.
Yeah. I'm a rookie. First-timer.
So I do that all the time.
He has the ability to do it, and Hannon always does his own.
All right. So I don't know what I'm doing, but we're going to have fun anyway. So let's get to the phones. Phone lines are lit up. Again, 800. What's the number again? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Jay, here's a caller out of Valley City, Dana, in regards to what you were saying earlier. Dana, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
If you give me about 30 seconds to make my case here. So the Republicans up in Washington, and this includes our three guys from North Dakota here, after the election, it's a Republican party we have. They would not talk about it ever again. When we should have a unified message coming out of Washington saying there were some really strange things that happened in this election, to keep that message going to the states. Because here's what our guys did from North Dakota here. They said it's those states' issues, and then they ran from it as quick as they could. How much have you ever heard them talk about? Maybe if they would have pushed that narrative over and over at the Washington level, because I know they can't do much about it otherwise, but they ran from it as quick as they could and never wanted to talk about it again.
Yeah,
and look where we're at.
Yep. Yep, they let it die. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Dana, thanks for the call. Let's go to Doc in South Dakota. Doc, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. There are lots of things on my mind, but I'll be as quick as I can because there's several people out there. Some of your callers are right straight on the money, but they're missing the mark. You have to have a goal, then you formulate a plan, and then you execute that plan. This is how winners win. The whole thing with what's happening in America today is a heist. They're denying health care to the elderly. They're taking your babies' lives. They're starving you. They're raising prices. They're taking your guns. They're doing everything they can to destroy you. Now, how are they doing this? They're doing it with money. Whose money? Our money. So, very quickly, to stop them, you have to stop giving them our money. It's called a tax revolt. They're not being frugal. They're not being good with the money. They're just throwing it away. We have to stop giving them the money. Now, they're going to say, well, you can't do that. Yes, we can. Because what are they going to do? They're asking. They're at war. The government is at war with people. People running this government in America are at war with the people of this country.
Yes.
We have to fight back. The best way to do it is to take away their allowance.
Yeah, and Doc, I love the phone
their
call.
Their allowance,
trust
I love
me,
that.
I love the premise of what he's saying. The thing is, Doc,
easier said than done.
There's one challenge here is that they've got this thing called the Federal Reserve.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Doc, I get what you're saying, but there's something else they have. Okay, you want to fight the government and tell them, look, you're not doing this to us anymore. We are done with your BS. We've had it. Take away their allowance, but what are they going to take from you? If you take away their allowance, Doc, they will take away your freedom. In other words, they will put your butt in jail. Now, what good of a fight can you put up if you're behind bars and you know they will do it? The best thing to do is get these people out of Washington. Quit electing them. How does the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Mitch McConnell, how do these people keep getting reelected?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's unbelievable.
Pelosi, oh, the cheating in California is intrinsic. I mean, it's you can go to Chicago, you can go to Cook County. Dead people have been voting in Vegas since the 30s. Since Bugsy Siegel opened the casino. I mean, water authorities, city commissions. Look at the mob. mob. The mob wrote the original playbook on how to stuff a ballot box.
But
they've just expanded over the last six decades on the playbook. Now you've got voting machines, you've got mules, you've got ballot stuffing, and then you use the COVID to circumvent all the state laws where they did it.
Yeah, just bypass the legislature and just. No, let me ask
you. Who is surprised that Cook County has thousands and thousands of Where do these people come from? Well, it's Chicago. Hello.
Is Doc still on?
Yeah, we got him.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Doc, say it again. Doc, say it again. The three things you got to do. You come up with a plan, and then what?
Get a goal, come up with a plan, and execute.
Okay. Now listen.
To save America.
Okay. And this is why.
Formulate a plan. The third step is to execute
it. And that's why President Trump was so good, because that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
He laid it out just like that.
But here's what I would suggest, guys. They're doing the same thing. Look at the World Economic Forum. They have got the goal. I mean, there's a guy that works for the World Economic Forum that basically says, hey, as we develop more AI, he says out loud, what are we going to do with all the useless people? I mean, this is not a pandemic. This is... I'm not even going to say it, because then I'm going to get flagged here, and then who knows, they're going to come after my Second Amendment rights. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
What's happening right now, there's no way this administration, and I hope we all can agree on this, there's no way this administration can fumble this many things by accident.
Correct.
No, you're right.
Okay.
No.
I mean, it's not a border problem. It is a border plan. And let me put it this way. You know, I hope right now that you're learning Spanish, because it's coming. I mean, this is what's coming right now. And look, I've said this a million times before on my show. Please put yourself in their shoes. If you were in El Salvador, if you were in Nicaragua,
I'd be doing the same thing.
Exactly. Please do not point the finger at the immigrants.
And
if
it was just them, well, we could probably figure that out. But it's not.
What
it's 109 plus countries that are coming in here from all over.
But my point
world.
Is, I don't care what country you're in, if there is a nation that says, hey, look, I'm going to give you free health care and your kids free education.
Here we come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So please,
I can have a better life. I got to take a chance. I'm going to do it. I'd do the same thing. The message that this administration is sending out is that, hey, come across here. It's no problem for you.
When are we full, though?
When are we, under when this, are we under,
when
under
are we
this administration,
broke?
Never.
When under is this country, homeless
but that,
and broke.
But that's what they want.
Yeah,
that's what they want.
Exactly.
So back to Doc. That's what they want. They want us weak and dependent because then they've got us under their thumb. That's what they want.
All right, let's get to the phones. I mean, what a great, great show. I know a lot of people here have been waiting, so let's go to Clint in Bismarck. I'm sorry, Clint. We've got a short amount of time here, but what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to mention it's just ironic that Biden gets out and touts the Brady Bill, the 94 bill, and he says it's about the same time we need to take away the 9mm, it's going to blow your lung out. Gabrielle Giffords is alive today because she was shot with a 9mm and not Joe's double-barrel shotgun. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Hinckley shot with a .22?
He was.
That's what the Brady Bill all came about. And Hinckley's going to get out of jail. He's going to go free.
Yeah. We've got to leave it there. While Michael Howe, when we come back, stick around.
This week, Greta Van Susteren is back on cable news. On Tuesday, Greta's new show launches on Newsmax, America's largest growing cable news channel. Each night, Greta's proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, and everyone is talking about it. Tune in at 5 p.m. Central as Greta broadcasts from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media won't. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren tonight. Check out your program guide or get info on her great new show. Just text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta 39747. Switch to Newsmax today. It's real news for real people. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Air Force has determined that a crew of a C-17 military transport plane made the right decision to take off from the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, last August, despite desperate civilians rushing the tarmac. After the plane landed at an airbase in Qatar, human remains were discovered in the wheel well of the aircraft. President Trump on Monday issued a 12-page rebuttal to testimony and evidence presented by the January 6 made-for-TV show. The president accused Democrats of seeking to distract from a series of domestic issues facing the country. Quote, 17 months after the events of January 6, Democrats are unable to offer solutions. They are desperate to change the narrative of a failing nation. End quote. Trump's statement was released through his Save America PAC. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doc, thanks for calling in, buddy. Yeah, this whole thing is one big take the money and run money grab.
Yep.
In my humble opinion.
You got that right.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Chris Burke sitting in for Scotty today, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA across the neighborhood. I'll tell you what, grab and go convenience, and we're talking scratch home cooking. You take it with you. Here you go. Today, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292. Scalloped potatoes and ham in Harwood. West Main Avenue's got meatloaf or chicken tenders. Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue. The famous tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue and in Glendon today. I love that, too. They have a little container, and it's all set, and the tater tots are on top, and it's just fabulous. Doing orange chicken in Euler today.
Good grief.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them we sent you.
All right, we're going to jump right in here and get right to our guest, Secretary of State candidate for the great state of North Dakota, Michael Howe. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Chris. I think I'm on my way to PetroServe USA to grab lunch.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah, bring some by for us, too, would you, Mike?
The only thing that we ask is you act like the guy from Caddyshack and just walk in and go, I want a hot dog, I want a Coke, I want a pizza.
I want a hamburger, I want a cheeseburger.
What was his name again? Yeah, Spalding.
Spalding.
So. All right, so let's talk about what matters here, which is today. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a primary here in the great state of North Dakota.
That's right.
And, Mike, let's get right to it, because we're getting a bunch of phone calls today about election integrity. Somebody just called a minute ago saying, hey, look, when are we going to have a serious, honest conversation around that? Since you're running for Secretary of State, that's really a big part of the purview of that job. Just what's your assessment on that, and then how are you going to ensure that as Secretary of State?
Yeah, without a doubt, Secretary of State is the chief election officer for the state of North Dakota. Secretary of State's office administers the elections. Each individual county then runs their own election. The state legislature sets election law. The Secretary of State's office follows that election law. You know, what happened in 2020 across the country, with 2020 was an election that was far different from any election a lot of people have participated in. Executive orders were made, legislatures passed laws, but right before the 2020 election. So it's easy to see why there was confusion and mistrust in the 2020 election. As it relates to here in North Dakota, you know, I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Supported him in 2020, I am very confident that my vote for Donald Trump was counted accurately, securely, and fairly here in the state of North Dakota. Secretary Jagger and their staff, I think, have done a great job administering the state's elections here in North Dakota. Now, if I'm fortunate enough to be the Secretary of State, we have to keep it that way. That's not to say status quo. We can move forward as is. We always have to have our head on a swivel. Things will change. We know that. And it's my job to work with the state legislature to pass and set laws that will, one, make it easier to vote, but then more importantly, make it harder to cheat. It's those two premises I want to work with the state legislature as looking at our election laws. Let's make it easier to vote, but also harder to cheat.
So this, look, I'm kind of naive to this stuff, right? I mean, Secretary of State, I don't totally understand everything that you do, and I'm like most people, I think I go place my vote and just presume like, okay, great, did my vote, and my voice is heard, and this is, but there's a lot of listeners that are going, you just said, hey, Chris, I placed my vote in North Dakota, had a lot of confidence that, you know, my vote counted for Donald Trump. I think the question that listeners would have is like, so how or why do you have such confidence?
Well, in North Dakota, I haven't been made aware of any discrepancies. Look, there's mistakes made, I think, in every election. I will call those honest mistakes. I think sometimes in other states there could be purposeful misleading of votes. But here in North Dakota, I wasn't made aware of any nefarious act within the 2020 election here in North Dakota. Election laws are different in all 50 states. Our mail-in voting system here in North Dakota is far different, thankfully, than California. Absentee balloting is far different than in Georgia. So election laws, each state has their own individual election law. This past winter, Congress, they wanted to nationalize our election process. And thankfully, Senators Hovind and Senator Cramer voted to defeat that. Their national election policy would have banned voter ID law. North Dakota has a great voter ID law. I think we have one of the best voter ID laws in the country. In North Dakota, if you're a U.S. citizen and a North Dakota resident, I feel North Dakota is one of the easiest places to cast your ballot.
So can I say a quick question?
I think it's a very tough thing.
Sorry about that, Mike. Quick question, though. There were some people in Fargo that were texting me and sending me some videos of, and the allegations that were people of color were going to vote in Fargo, and their ballots were being set aside because they were told they weren't U.S. citizens, and yet they said, hey, I was born in Minneapolis. I've got my real ID. It's right here. So can you walk me through if there was an issue there? How does that happen? What's going on?
Well, I know if you're a new United States citizen, you just went through that process, and are residents in North Dakota, it's my understanding that sometimes that isn't updated within the state system immediately. And so if you've just become a U.S. citizen and it's not updated and you have all your paperwork, your passport, your paperwork, you should still be able to vote. If you don't have that, you can still vote, and then your ballot will be set aside, and you can come back and bring your paperwork and show that you are a legal U.S. citizen before the canvassing board meets.
Got it. Michael, Jay Thomas is in studio with us. He's got a quick question for you, sir.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, Mike? Mike's been on the show. He's a great guy. What Chris brought up, there were some issues that hear folks saying, look, I went to vote, and it was people of color. We need to, you got proof of your citizenship. Now, the thing I caught in that story was, well, our election workers aren't trained a whole lot, that there's a lot of stuff they've got to know in a short amount of time. Well, let's do something about that then. If voting is this sacred thing, and I believe it is, and it's very important, then let's make sure that the people that are working the polls are properly trained.
Amen, man. Amen. I agree.
Fix that, Mike. Fix that.
Hey, Mike, I just want to give you a chance to, if you wouldn't mind, just, you know, it's today's the day, but for anyone that hasn't voted, just in 30 seconds, why vote for you? And if you've got a website, if people want to find out more about you.
Yeah, it's Flag Day. It's Election Day. I'm running to be Secretary of State because I want to preserve and protect North Dakota's election integrity. The Secretary of State's office, every new business that comes to the state of North Dakota, they have their business filing done through the state of North Dakota. I want to make that process as seamless and easy for you. If you're a recent college graduate, if you just moved to the state and you want to start a business here in North Dakota, your first interaction with the state is probably through the Secretary of State's office. Let's make that an easy process, a welcoming process. We all know entrepreneurs, most of them don't just start one business, they start many. And if we can give them a good interaction right off the bat, I think that's one key piece into diversifying our economy. So it's you're the chief election officer. You're the front door to every business. I'm so excited and would be so humbled to be North Dakota's next Secretary of State. You can learn more about my campaign at howfornd.com.
Howfornd.com. Michael Howe, great to visit with you. Good luck today. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. Again, North Dakota primary day, get out and vote. I want to play something both for you and for Kevin and Jay. So this is a former governor of Colorado. I believe this is sort of satirical, but I want this is from Mark Levin from 2014, guys. You were just talking about the border, and the guy's name is Dick Lamb, again, former governor of Colorado. He stood up, and he talked about, if I had a plan, what would my plan be to destroy America?
I would like to share with you my plan to destroy America. If you think, and some do, that America is too smug, too rich, too self-satisfied, not diverse enough, too white bread, I have this plan.
2014.
Toynbee, you know, said that all great nations rise and they all fall. And he said, and the autopsy of history is all great nations commit suicide. So here's my plan, 8 parts. Number one, I'd make it a bilingual, bicultural country. History shows us that no bilingual, bicultural country lives at peace with itself. There's not one, I believe, that doesn't exist with an incredible amount of tension and conflict, if not civil war. My second part of my plan would be to invent something called multiculturalism. This would be 2 parts. Number one, I would say that all cultures are created equal. It would make no difference and would make it impossible to talk about such things as culture. And the second one is that I would really try very hard to make people continue their cultural identity. I would replace the melting pot with the salad bowl. My third part of my plan would be to make the fastest growing demographic group in that country the least educated. I would add a second underclass to the first underclass, unassimilated, undereducated, antagonistic, and then I'd have 50% of them drop out of school, not graduate from high school. The fourth part of my plan would be to get the big foundations to fund and big business to fund these efforts with lots of money. I would invest in ethnic identity and victimology. I would get them to think about their lack of success was only the fault of the majority. I would start a grievance industry. The fifth part of my plan is I would develop dual citizenship. I would promise people actually divided loyalties and allow them to vote for both Vicente Fox and George Bush. The sixth part, and this is important, I would place all of these subjects off limits. I would make it taboo to talk about, actually, or criticize this whole thing. I would make it come up with a word like heretic used to be 200 years ago. Let's say we call it racist. And I would try to accuse anybody of this that would object to my ideas. My seventh part, then, I would make it impossible to enforce our immigration laws. I would develop a mantra, let's call it this, that because immigration has been good in the past for America, it will continue to be good in the future. My eighth and last part, and it's important, is I would censor this book. This man is dangerous. He's
the Bible. Holding up the Bible. I'm
actually,
guessing.
It was a guy who's on Fox News a bunch. I can't think of his name. He's at the Hoover Institute. If you told me it, I would remember. But my point is, we said before, this isn't a border breakdown. This is a border plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about what this guy's just mentioned back in 2014. I mean, he just laid it out, right?
Paul Harvey said basically the same thing back with if I were the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You make good evil. You make evil good. You tip things, you know, and just keep telling people that this is the way it is.
I don't understand why these people want to destroy this country. It's the greatest country on the planet.
Right?
We have it good here, or at least we did. I'm not saying we don't, but, I mean, we're hurting right now. But why do these people want to destroy what we have? I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
Why don't you copy the model and maybe try it in those developing countries? It might work out.
Bingo.
You know? How long are we supposed to wait for developing countries to actually develop? Is my question.
Much more coming up after this.
Valid.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. It's no secret, folks, are keeping vehicles longer, driving them further than before. I want you to be covered. And you know, sometimes historically you might go to a place and they'll say, hey, you know, and for an extra few thousand dollars, we can make sure that that thing is covered. Well, this is at no cost to you. Engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly, all covered. As long as you own the vehicle, it's free. Check out the details. You can get it on new Buicks, GMCs, and many of the used vehicles, too, at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Free. We love the word free.
I know,
free,
right?
Free, free. Free and freedom are two words that we absolutely love. Speaking of free, great program happening right now in Tioga. If you're someone who's interested in being a pilot, Thanks to what's happened with the Tioga Area Economic Development Foundation, the Airport Authority, and the great state of North Dakota, you actually can go and be part of a program. You can get your license for, yes, free. Joining us right now, Chris Norgaard. He's the president of Tioga Area Economic Development Corp. Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little more about this pilot program, how it works, and how it's obviously having a positive impact on the Tioga community.
Well, we're booked up. We don't have any more availability for students. We started out with 35 applicants. We whittled it down to 14 based on the region, trying not to compete with other bigger airports, Minot and Williston. And then we kind of made the assumption that 14 would go up for their first flight and say, no, flying isn't for me. But that didn't happen. So we were funded for 10 students. So over the past couple months, we had to trim four students out of the free training, but they can still get their private ground school completed through online written or learning program that's online.
And then part of the program, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
So part of the program as well is the fact that now, since North Dakota has been blessed to do the Beyond Line of Sight UAS, once they get their pilot license, and they can also get themselves trained in and become part of this Beyond Line of Sight scenario, correct?
Correct. And that's a part 107, which I think that in the oil field out here, we're going to be seeing a lot of that. And I say that because of increased regulations that are coming up through PHMSA that regulates the, like, all the pipes in the ground, or majority of the pipes in the ground, in leak detection.
So it sounds like there's some good opportunity. Tell us what else is happening out there in the Tioga community with, you know, I've been talking to people out west, and with oil prices being way, way up, you would think you guys are like, oh, this is going to be great, but there's still some nervousness out west, even about the economy and what's happening. Are things good in Tioga?
Well, they seem to be pretty good. I mean, there's a shortage of workers. I work for a construction company, and normally there's people coming through the door looking for work, but the people aren't there. I don't know what happened to the people, where they went, what they're doing. So that's one struggle that a majority of people are facing out here, is workers.
Yeah, that seems to be everywhere. If people, I know you're full now, but also I guess I want to give you a chance to speak about the drone camp for kids that's coming up in August. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know all the details, or haven't kept track all the details, but that's going to be like the second weekend in August. Kids from multiple states have come in the past. I think we've done it 6 or 7 years now, so it's been a pretty successful program, just getting the kids opening their minds and getting their minds off of their smartphones and interacting and doing something that's kind of fun.
Chris, is there a website, anything people can go check out if they want to find out more about the pilot program, drone camp for kids, anything like that?
I think we have TiogaND.org would be the economic development website, which should have some information on it and some statistics about Tioga.
TiogaND.org. Chris Norgaard, president of Tioga Area Economic Development Corp. out there in the great city of Tioga. Chris, thanks for the time and the insight, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much to Jay, Kevin, and Todd, the Radio God, for being a part of the show today and just having fun talking about some Caddyshack. So,
absolutely.
How about a fresco?
Wow. I just thought, you know, there was a good place for us to...
Hong Kong. And I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course over there in Himalayas.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper.
A jock.
Jock. So I tell them I'm a pro.
Jock.
And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace.
Striking.
Bald. Striking. I'm on a first tee. What am I giving the driver? He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter. Lama. Long.
Big hitter.
Into a 10,000-foot crevice right at the base of this glacier. Do you know what the Lama says?
No.
Gunga. So we finish 18. And he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.